In the previous session, we looked at the importance of seed as an input in agriculture. In this session, we will look at seed production as a process, and we will also look or gain insights into how seed production is done in India. Now, as we discussed in the previous session, the production of high quality seeds is a very specialized process and it has to meet certain parameters. Two of the main important parameters are genetic purity and germination. So seed production has to be carried out under expert supervision or under standardized and well-organized conditions. Any of these characteristics not being met with will result in seed failure and a resultant crop failure. Now, there are certain rigid requirements that needs to be fulfilled before the quality of a seed is determined. Some of these requirements are considerable technical skills, improved cultural practices, efficient control of weeds, diseases, and pests, optimum irrigation, and optimum fertilizer inputs. In the last two points, the keyword is optimum. One needs to realize that what it means to have optimum irrigation is to have a well-balanced irrigation system. Too much of water exposure leads to decomposition, and too less water exposure leads to non-germination. Similarly, too much of fertilizer input leads to deterioration in the soil quality, and too less will result in half nutrition. India in the past has faced a lot of problems due to excess use of fertilizers. Specifically, fertilizers like urea, if used in excess amounts, used to render the field or the soil useless for agriculture, maybe after a few years. Hence, the agriculturists or the farmers have started moving towards organic methods of farming. Even so, the artificial fertilizers are still in demand and still are being used, but today, people are much more educated about usage of such chemical fertilizers. So, when we are determining the quality of the seeds, the optimum irrigation and optimum fertilizer inputs becomes a very key factor. Now, let us look at certain genetic conditions and how it impacts the seed quality. Generally, the genetic purity of a seed is intact if all the other conditions are taken care of. But one needs to understand where does the deterioration start. The first way or method in which you can get the deterioration of genetic purity as far as a seed is concerned is when there are mechanical mixtures. In certain areas, seed drills are used. If these seed drills are used for various variety of crops, you may end up sowing different variety of crops or different variety of seeds in the same area, which will result in deterioration by probable mutation. Then there is a developmental variation where seed crops are grown in a very different type of soil or in a very different fertility condition. We will look at this in detail in the future slides, but one needs to understand here that seeds or plants or fruits and crops for that matter are impacted by the weather conditions, the soil conditions, and the general geography of the area in which they are sown. Another reason for deterioration in genetic material or the genetic purity of a seed is a natural crossing. If multiple variety of seeds or multiple species of plants come across in close proximity, there is a possibility of a natural crossover, and that results in a different type of seed, maybe the same species but with inferior quality or inferior characteristics. There can also be a selective influence of diseases caused by obligate parasites. Obligate parasites are those kind of parasites which require a plant or an animal body to fulfill its life cycle. In these cases, obligate parasites may selectively influence a few plants if they are present in that area. That also impacts the seed quality and the genetic purity of the seed. Sometimes plant breeders use various techniques that also results in deterioration. for example, cytogenetical irregularities, or you know, if they are not properly assessed and the new varieties are put into the soil without assessment, genetic impurity may come into picture. One of the most uncontrollable factor for genetic decrease in genetic purity is mutation. Now, this may or may not happen, but whatever happens in mutation happens at a DNA or a genetic level, and hence it is very unlikely that we can control this. Hence, it is very important that when we are looking at seed production and when we are looking at maintaining the genetic purity of a seed, we need to keep all other factors externally in order to ensure that no other form or variety of plant life is impacting your current seed. Now, there are various steps that one can follow in maintaining genetic purity of your seeds. Let us list down a few of them. The first is providing adequate isolation. Like I said, if there are multiple varieties of the same species of plant in the same area, there can be a natural crossover or a mutation which we will not be able to track. In this case, the seed that will be produced will be of genetically inferior quality, or it may be having certain attributes that we are generally not looking at from this particular type of seed. Roguing of seed fields is very important. Now, roguing is basically segregating or separating out unwanted materials from that seed field. There may be certain plants that may impact the seed quality by its mere presence. All of these activities, all of these plants or unnecessary vegetation needs to be removed from the seed field, needs to be removed from the proximity of the seed before the seed starts flowering. Periodic testing, not only of the seed or the plant, but also of the soil in which the seed is sown, needs to be done. Periodic testing will reveal irregularities, will reveal impurities, and it will help the breeders or the seed manufacturers to gain control of the entire process and ensure better quality and better genetic purity. One needs to also avoid genetic shifts by growing crops in areas where they are adapted to. For example, there is a climatic condition for every crop to succeed. Let us look at a few fruits. If you take out oranges out of Nagpur and try to sow it in maybe a similar environment, it may not give you the same quality oranges. An apple from Kashmir, if taken out and put into any other hilly region in the country, will not necessarily give you the same quality of apple. There are multiple aspects that impact the seed quality, the way in which the seed germinates and gives out a new plant. Sometimes taking a seed out of its natural environment and planting it somewhere else results in a form of natural shock that leads to the seeds not getting germinated. If you are interested in gardening, you may have observed that at times when you sow seeds in smaller cups, paper cups, and you suddenly take that seedling out and put it in a pot, the seedling may wither. It may dry out or it may die. This happens because of soil shock. This happens because of multiple external factors that the seedling cannot adapt to. And hence it is always preferable to germinate, or rather cultivate, your seeds in an area where it is adapted to. Certification of seeds is an important part of ensuring genetic purity. There are various certifying bodies in India which provides certain certifications for every seed crop. The other method of ensuring genetic purity is adopting the generation system. We will look at the generation system specifically from an Indian perspective in the future slides. And the last method are grow out tests. Let's look at a few agronomic principles so that we can understand the further processes and the generation system that we follow. The agronomic principles say, or rather talk or discuss about the selection of the agroclimatic region. Like I said in the previous slide, the climatic conditions or the geographic region where the seed is being sown or where the seed is trying to get produced is of prime importance. it also governs how do we select the seed plot. The seed plot is an important part of seed generation. If the plot is not selected in a proper scientific manner, the quality and the genetic purity of the seed will hamper. Isolation of the seed crops is also a part of agronomic principles. Preparation of the land in which the seed is to be sown. And when we are talking about preparation, we are just not talking about the fertilizers that needs to get infused into the soil. It also talks about the various weeds and unrelated plants that needs to be roped from that land. It also needs to take care where that a similar type of crop or a similar species of crop was not sown on that same land for almost a year. All of these preparations impact the seed's genetic purity and the seed's quality. You also need to figure out which variety are you selecting for the specific seed activity. If we select the wrong variety, if we select the variety that we are not looking for, the attributes that we are not looking for in a specific variety, we will end up with seeds which are of no use to us. Other parts of the agronomic principle suggests how do we treat the seed. For example, various types of seeds require various methodologies. Some seeds require pre-soaking. Some seeds require mechanical aberrations. How do we treat the seeds? Some seeds may require some form of chemical treatment so that the seed coat is softened. What is the time of planting? It is generally said in horticulture or in terms of vegetable planting that, for example, if you are looking at tomato, it is ideal that we plant a tomato before proper sunrise or just after sunset. It is said that tomato plant germinates very easily when it is planted at these times. One needs to also look at the weather conditions. A too hot or too cold climate may result in problematic seed germination. We need to also look at the seed rate, the method of sowing that is done, and the depth of sowing. In gardening or in agriculture or anywhere where we are looking at germination of seeds, the depth at which the seed is sown determines whether the seed will decompose or it will become a plant. If the depth is too high, if we sow the seed too deep, it will decompose, because even if it germinates, the seedling or the small germination head will not be able to come out of the soil. And if it does not come out of the soil, it dies. So the depth of sowing is very important, and every crop, be it a horticulture crop or a field crop, has varying depths on which you need to sow. For example, like I said before, the example of tomato. Here, tomato can be sown in shallow soil. You need not do it too deep. Whereas coriander requires moderate depth. Similarly, coconut requires deep soil. The sowing should be pretty deep. So every plant or every crop has its own definition of depth when it comes to sowing of seeds. Some of the other agronomic principles is roguing. Supplementary pollination. Now, this is a very interesting process. There are times when generally pollination is the process through which a fruit is formed on a plant, and from the fruit the seeds come out. But there may be conditions where the pollination may just not happen. In these conditions, an artificial pollination can be created, or a supplementary pollination can be created, by ensuring that the male flower and the female flower are rubbed against each other. When they are done, the pollens get transferred, the ovum in the female flower gets fertilized, and hence we get our seeds through the fruit. This is a very important process in certain areas where pollen, which is generally carried around by insects or wind, does not get transferred that easily. One of the important principles here is also weed control. We have always known and seen in the past how weeds have destroyed crops in greater numbers. People use chemical and other organic ways of ensuring weed control. But whichever be the method being used, weed control remains an important aspect. Then there is a disease and insect control, nutrition that needs to go into the soil and towards the seed. If the nutrition is inadequate, the seed won't germinate. If the nutrition is adequate, it is the best and optimum result. And if it is too high, the soil quality goes low. Irrigation, again, like we said previously, the idea is optimum irrigation. And there are multiple forms of irrigation, and every crop has an ideal match in terms of the type of irrigation that happens. In certain crops, drip irrigation works. In certain crops, sprinkle irrigation works. There are certain crops which requires a mist. Each of these crops' requirement needs to be understood, and accordingly, irrigation facility needs to be provided. Harvesting of seed crops and drying and storage of these seed crops is also very important. If the harvesting is not done properly, if the proper crop is not harvested, we may get an inviable seed, a seed which may not have matured properly. And if it is not stored or dried in a proper manner, the seeds will never see the day of light because it will decompose because of higher moisture content. Now, there are various steps that you can, implement to get varietal purity. First is using only approved seeds for seed multiplication. Any form of unapproved or random or voluntary seeds that appear in your seed basket may result in a varietal impurity and thereby result in poor quality seeds coming into your picture. Another aspect is inspection and approval of the field on which the seeds are sown. Like I said, it is not just about the seed or the plant that grows from that seed. It is also about the soil in which that seed is sown. Before the seed is sown, it is ideal to test the soil, inspect if there are any anomalies, any unwanted vegetation, any unwanted presence in terms of other variety seeds. And if there are any such things, it needs to be cleaned or a new site needs to be selected. Once all these parameters are fulfilled, approval needs to be taken and then proceed with the seeding. Field inspection and approvals are not just required for the soil before the planting, but also after planting, during growth of the crops, various field inspections and approvals need to be taken. And it needs to be taken at critical stages. For example, during sowing, germination, maturity, right before harvesting. Sampling and sealing of cleaned lots need to be done with utmost care. Once you have taken out the samples, you need to check very thoroughly if there is any kind of anomaly or difference from a normal lot of seed samples and the sample that you have collected. The growing of samples or potentially approved stocks should be in comparison with an authentic stock. There should always be a benchmark stock against which you can compare your sample stock. Generally, there are multiple checks and multiple levels that are used for testing of sampling. It is not just the benchmark stock, but it is also various checklists that the approving authority goes through before they finally approve a sample stock. Now, let us look at the seed production system in India. In India, the seed program largely follows a limited generation system. There are three generations through which a seed is produced. First is the breeder seeds, from which the foundation seeds are produced, and from the foundation seeds, the certified seeds are produced. Let's look at each of them in a little bit detail, but before that, this table will make you understand the difference between what is a breeder seed, what is a nuclear, what is the foundation seed, and what is the certified seed. So before the breeder comes into picture, there is a nucius or a nucleus type of seed. This is created by a plant breeder. This is of the highest purity There is absolute genetic and varietal purity in this. And very, very carefully bred plants give out these kinds of seeds. Then comes the breeder seed, which is made from the nucleus seed. Here, the originating plant breeder and or an institute produces this kind of seed. So the plant breeder ties up, or rather under the supervision of an institute, creates a breeder seed. The breeder seed forms the basis of a foundation seed. Here again, the specific genetic identity is maintained, and a foundation seed is generally restricted to a specific geographic locality. It is not produced anywhere and everywhere. It is produced in a specific geographic location where we know that the seeds of the best quality will come out from the foundation seeds. The foundation seeds are then used to make certified seeds. These seeds are certified by a seed certifying agency. It is produced by progressive farmers and it is used for commercial seed production. So before you finally reach a certified seed, there are three generations through which a seed goes. These generation-based system for seed production is important to ensure that the genetic purity and the varietal purity of the seed is taken care of. Let us look at each of these stages, each of these types of seeds in detail. The first is the nucleus seed. A very handful of these seeds are obtained from an individual plant. A breeder of a specific variety of plant comes across this kind of seeds. These seeds are further used for multiplication, and from this, the breeder seeds are created. The breeder seeds are further used for the foundation seeds. Here, the varietal purity is maintained and ensured that in the subsequent multiplication that happens through breeder seeds, the quality is taken care of. The breeder seeds are formed under the direct supervision of an institute or maybe an agricultural university or some central body that takes care of the seed generation. Now, unless the nucleus or the breeder seed is of highest purity and quality, the seed multiplied from it cannot be regarded as good quality or of genetic purity. So it is very important that the nucleus or the breeder seed that is produced should have not only have genetic purity, but should have a specific genetic identity and all the good qualities that one looks from this particular form of seed should be maintained. Here, rigorous tests across various levels are conducted to ensure that the varietal and genetic purity of this crop or this particular seed is maintained. Then comes the foundation seed. This is produced from the breeder seeds. Again, the specific identity of this type of seed is maintained. Here, the genetic purity and varietal purity is already taken care of at the breeder level, and hence the foundation seed is of the same identity. So the maintenance of the identity remains. Again, the problem with foundation seeds is you cannot make it everywhere. It can only be made at select locations in controlled atmosphere. Certified seed is the last level of the three generation steps that is followed in India. It is produced from the foundation seed, of course, and it is produced by progressive farmers. Now, what are progressive farmers? Progressive farmers are basically agriculturists or farmers who are involved in a lot of new techniques or technical advancements when it comes to agriculture. Such farmers prove to be a boon to the agricultural industry of a country. These seeds, the certificate seeds, are certified by a seed certifying agency, and it is finally used for commercial seed production. So before you commercially start producing the seeds, there are four levels at which the seeds are tested, certified, approved, and then moves on. This level of rigorous testing and in-depth analysis of every single seed that comes across is very important. Since the last session, we've been talking about genetic purity and varietal purity. it is not easy to maintain this kind of purity in a seed or in a natural component that comes out in the nature. And hence, there are these multiple levels of tests which ensures that the seed quality, the genetic purity, and the varietal purity of the seed is maintained. Let us now look at how do we maintain the nucleus seed of a pre-released or a newly released variety of a particular crop or a plant. Now, there are multiple stages that it goes through. So let's first look at sampling, how the sampling of the nucleus seed is done. New numbers or lines or selection of highly promising seeds on the basis of its performance in breeding nurseries or yield trials are sampled for seed purification. It is observed here that not more than 15 varieties in any crop at any station should be sampled in a year. Anything more than that may result in some form of genetic impurity or varietal impurity. The table of examination for samples, it requires at least 200 plants of each sample that needs to be threshed separately, and the seeds should be examined on piles on a table, which basically means that 200 plants of a particular variety of a particular type of seed should be sown, grown, harvested, threshed, and the seed should be collected as a pile on a specific table. This pile should be examined visually in comparison to the other piles of similar plants. For example, if there are 200 plants that are threshed, every single plant's number of seeds that are threshed through, that are produced by this threshing process, should be kept separately as a pile. If any of these pile looks different from the other 200 piles, it should be discarded immediately, as it may be diseased or it may be of a different variety which is not acceptable. Now, how do we understand that there is a difference? It can be either of a very different color type. The shape of the seeds in this particular pile may be different. There may be some form of spots or spots or dents on the seed. There may be cracks on the seeds. All of these are unacceptable characteristics for a particular seed when you are looking at the examination of nucleus seeds. The seeds of each plant sample is now ready to be sown in a variety purification nursery and are called a nucleus. So once this entire process of taking a sample, or rather 200 seeds of a particular variety, growing it in a controlled atmosphere, individually segregating seeds from that particular plant, discarding the unwanted seeds, and then sowing them in again in a controlled purification nursery, gives rise to the nucleus seeds. Now, one needs to understand, how do we locate and seed the nucleus? Now, each nucleus seed should be ideally grown on a clean, fertile land at an experiment station in a region. It should not be a general farm land or a general area which farmers or agriculturists use for their general crop purposes. It should be a specific piece of land which is only used as an experiment station and for no other commercial purposes. The land also needs to fulfill a parameter that a similar crop has not been grown on that same piece of land over the past 1 year. If there is any similarity in the crop or the type of crop being planted again on this experimental station land, it may result in the two varieties or the two species to interact with each other at a genetic level. Now, inspection is a very important part here. Throughout this growth or the germination of the seed till the time it becomes a mature plant ready for harvesting, multiple levels of inspections are required. We looked at the same concept in the agronomic principles in the previous slides. Now, throughout the season of growth, from a seedling stage till maturity, the nucleus plot is examined critically. If any plot out of the number of plots where the experimental procedure is taking place, if any plot shows any form of abnormality or anomaly or a difference in behavior from the remaining plots, it is immediately uprooted and discarded. So what are these differences that one observes in such plots? One is, how early is the plant growth? If the plant is growing too early, it may be an anomaly. If the plant is taking a lot of time to grow, if the seed germination is very slow, the plant growth is very slow, it's not a desirable product. The color of the leaf also determines the quality of the yield. In the same type of crop, you may see a lush green color leaf, you may see a light green leaf, you may see leaves with white spots or yellow spots on it. The leaves which are lighter or which have yellow or red or black spots or white spots on it are generally not considered as a good yield. And we are talking about the vegetable crops or field crops, horticulture or the field crops that we are looking at. The rate of growth is also observed. In how many days does the seed germinate? In how many days does the germinated seed form into a small seedling? From a seedling to a sapling, from a sapling to a small plant, till maturity, what is the time taken? If the time taken is too long, the seed quality was not good and it needs to be immediately discarded. We need to also look at how do they react to certain diseases. Though it is an experimental plot, it's an experimental procedure where a very specific set of land is used for such processes, it is still open or prone to certain diseases. In this case, the observation is, how is the crop responding to these diseases? Does it have a natural immunity, so the diseases does not affect them? Does it have a way of fighting back? Or does it just wither under the disease? All of these characteristics are looked for, and if any one of these characteristics are seen in the experimental plot, it is immediately removed and the plot is cleaned of all the seeds that were ever sown in it. Now, the inspection also takes place at a different level here. If a plot differs very distinctly from the average pre-heading stages to the growth, it is removed, and what happens is the soil needs to be completely cleaned or robed so that any time in future, if there is a new experimental process that comes in, the soil is ready for it. Harvesting and threshing of the nucleus crop or the nucleus plants or seeds that were sown is a very important process. Now, each plot that is remaining, which did not show a difference in behavior, is harvested. It is ideal that out of the 200 plots on which the seeds are sown, at least 180 should be original and should not show any differentiation. Harvesting can actually happen with a sickle, and it is bundled and the bundle is tied. It is ideal to use a sickle harvest, a manual harvest in this process. Otherwise, a machine harvest may destroy or kind of mix up the various plots' yields. Now, once the crop is harvested, it is tied up into bundles and it is threshed. But before threshing, these bundles are labeled and stored until the current year's yield is tested and the trials are obtained. The nucleus bundle for any new variety should be discarded if it is found to be unworthy of being continued. Now, how will this be unworthy? If there is any form of decomposition, if there is any form of disease that you can see on them, if the size, the shape, the color does not match, or if the previous yield and current yield shows that there is a major difference in the seed that is sown this year in comparison to the previous year. So if the previous year yield was great, that same type of nucleus need to be carried forward. And the new nucleus, if it is showing lesser yield, needs to be discarded. Cleaning of the nucleus seed is the next process, or rather the next step in this process. Now, once the seed is cleaned, it is either through a fanning mill or by hand method. So either we pick it from a table, the irregular impurities are picked up, or there is a fanning method wherein the seeds are put into a machine and a fan is rotated, which segregates the lighter particles and the heavier seeds fall into a container. The grain from each nucleus plot is placed in a pile on the seed table. Now, 180 or more piles of seed of one nucleus must be examined for approximate uniformity. The seed appearance of any pile which is different from the normal piles that are kept should be discarded. Again, the number here is 180 out of 200. If the number of variances increases from that number, from 180, say for example, if you only have 140 piles which are showing you similar features and there are 60 piles which are not showing you similar feature, the entire process is a failure and it needs to be redone. Now, all the remaining piles, say we have 180 piles out of 200, and the remaining piles are massed together in one lot. This is treated with maybe a fungicide, an insecticide. It is then bagged, it is labeled and stored as a breeder's stock seed. So here, the nucleus seed gave us the breeder's stock seed, and it is then used in the next year for the breeder's seed. The original purified seed stock of a new variety is in the hands of the plant breeders. So the original stock from which the nucleus was created is still with the plant breeders. Thank you so much.